This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by baseball insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Red Sox, big win last night. Everyone get excited.
All right, Andy, let's go right to the details. What happened last night at Fenway?
Well, at Fenway, the Sox scored three times at the bottom of the 10th to beat the Twins 5-4. Alex Verdugo single off the wall by the pesky pole drove in the winning run with two outs. Chris Sale, remember that guy? He had a solid start. It was vintage Chris Sale last night. He allowed just one run over six innings, struck out 11. Sox play game six of the seven-game homestand tonight against the Twins. First pitch, 7-10. Corey Kluber on the bump for Boston.
What a game last night for Sale. You know, I watched, I watched all of Sale's pitches, but you're right. I say he was sizzling in that game last night, and it was the old Chris Sale. And I'm thinking, even if they don't win, that was a nice effort by Sale. But then they come back and pull it out with a come-from-behind extra-inning win.
Yeah, we'll take it. And then as far as I'm concerned, if Sale keeps sizzling like this, they can get them all packed up and ready to move with the trade deadline and get some pieces for the future.
Oh, man. Okay. He's tough. All right. Andy, what else you got for us on the report today?
Well, we'll recap the game since we last spoke. Last Thursday, the Rays beat the Red Sox 9-7 at Tropicana Field, wrapping up a seven-game road trip. The Rays tied a Major League record in that game, starting the season at 13-0. And Red Sox come back home on Friday for a four-game set with the Angels. They beat the Angels 5-3, opening up that seven-game homestand. They snap a four-game losing streak. Rafael Devers, his sixth home run in that game. Kenley Jansen picked up save number three. On Saturday, the Red Sox beat the Angels 9-7. It was Jackie Robinson Day. All players across Major League Baseball wore number 42. Devers hit his seventh home run. Sox scored three runs at the bottom of the eighth to pick up this win. This game just took an hour and 57 minutes, the fastest game at Fenway since October 1st of 1989, which was an hour and 50 minutes versus the Brewers. And, Bill, I will let you know that I was at that game October 1st, 1989 versus the Brewers. Roger Clemens won his 20th game of the season in that final game of the 89 season. So great memories from Fenway back in the good old days. And on Sunday, the Sox nipped the Angels 2-1. Before the game, members of the 2013 World Series Championship team were honored. Justin Turner provided all the offense with a two-run home run. It was his first home run as a member of the Red Sox. Garrett Whitlock, one run over seven innings, his first win of the season. And then we'll get into Patriots Day Monday. Sox could not complete the four-game sweep over the Halos. They lose 5-4. Brian Bayo made his first start of the season, got roughed up. He allowed five runs over two and two-thirds. David Ortiz, he served as a grand marshal for the Boston Marathon, and former Sox players Brock Holt and Ryan Dempster were among the 30,000 runners in the Boston Marathon. Holt and Dempster were running for charity.
All right, so there you go. So we're kind of pretty much up to date here with the Red Sox. And so, Andy, what do you have? Do you have some other player notes here for us?
Yeah, a couple movements with the roster. Pitcher Zach Kelly placed on the 10-day injured list with elbow inflammation. Cutter Crawford recalled from Worcester. And then infielder Bobby Dalbec was sent back to Worcester. And outfielder Jaron Duran was called up.
Why was what's this deal with Dalbec?
Well, I think it's more of a positioning type situation. Obviously, with the situation with Adam Duvall being out for an extended period of time, and Red Sox probably looking for a little more defense in center field and try to keep shortstop short up because they had to move Kike out of shortstop and put him into center field with Duvall being out. So now you have Duran up to play center field, and Hernandez can go back to short. So it was more of a positioning situation, I believe, at this point. And, you know, obviously Dalbec didn't do a whole heck of a lot in the few days he was here. So make the change, shore up the defense a little more, and we'll see what happens.
All right. I guess you're following up on my request from a few weeks ago. How are our former Red Sox players doing around Major League Baseball now that they've left Boston? So what do you got for us this week?
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun segment we can always take a look at every week. We'll start with Xander Bogaerts and the Padres. He's still batting .347, four home runs, 10 RBIs. Speaking of shortstops, we had one right in our own backyard, and we let him head out to the West Coast. Mookie Betts, the Dodgers, batting .266, couple home runs, 6 RBIs. He's off to kind of a slow start. J.D. Martinez, in his role as DH for the Dodgers, batting .271, three home runs, 13 RBIs. Christian Vasquez, who we're seeing this week with the Twins, he's batting a robust .325 with three RBIs. Franchi Cordero's cooled off a bit for the Yankees. He's down to .216. That's a little more Cordero-like. He does have the four home runs and 11 RBIs. And when it comes to the pitching side of things, Nathan Eovaldi for the Rangers off to a rough start at 2-2 with a 5.40 ERA. Michael Walker, the Padres, not faring all that much better. He's 2-1 with a 6.06 ERA.
All right, there we go. There's the alums for the Red Sox. So we know the Sox are playing the Twins tonight here on the 19th of April. But what happened in 2008 on this date, Andy?
Well, get excited. It's Red Sox on this day on NESN Plus. Red Sox score 3 runs, bottom of the 8th, capped off by a 2-run home run from Manny Ramirez to beat the Rangers 5-3. First pitch this afternoon's at 1 o'clock, so you can have your lunch with the Red Sox with a win this afternoon, and then maybe tonight you can follow up with a win over the Twins at dinner time.
The real live Red Sox action tonight at 7:10, right? Well, let's find out what else is happening around Major League Baseball, Andy. You always have some nice nuggets for us. So what do you have for this week?
We got a few notes this week. Last night, Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw becomes the 4th active player in Major League Baseball with his 200th career win. He tossed 7 shutout innings, striking out 9 in a 5-0 win over the Mets. 200 wins is more or less the new 300, which back in our day was the threshold to reach, but now things are lowered quite a bit. But now everyone gets all excited over 200 wins. Take that for what it's worth. Last Friday, the Rays lost their first game of the season, 6-3 to the Blue Jays in Toronto. The Rays had tied a Major League record for the best start to a season at 13-0, which we mentioned earlier, joining the 1987 Brewers and the 1982 Braves. And wrapping things up, a Rockies fan facing charges of assault and disorderly conduct after tackling the team's mascot, Dinger the Dinosaur, at a game last week. Kenneth Sonley turned himself in on Friday, was cited and released by Denver police. Police had been looking for Sonley since he allegedly stepped onto the top of the dugout and tackled the mascot a week ago.
And, you know, it's a crime out of nowhere because a dinosaur in Colorado has not been attacked in many years.
That's for sure.
It's been a. In fact, they had to go way back in the police log to find a dinosaur attack.
Maybe this guy was worried about the fan safety behind the dugout when he saw the dinosaur. He said, "Oh, I got to save everybody." Yeah. That's why he tackled him.
Yeah, that might be it. Yeah,
he's looking for his 15 minutes, and he's got it.
All right. Well, Andy, this is this Chris Sale development here from last night. Promising, or what's your take on it?
Well, I mean, obviously it's promising. The Twins are a decent team, so he came out and pitched like the old Sale. I mean, we'll have to see how he is the next time out. I mean, puts 3 or 4 of these in a row together, then things look pretty good. But if he starts going backwards, it's just a situation of, you know, a good start here, not so good start there. So we'll take it as a positive right now, and we'll see how it progresses into his next time out, which would be next week in Baltimore. So we'll see how he fares against the Orioles. So yeah, looking forward to seeing that and what he can put together, because like I said, I'm all in favor of getting anything you can for him, because obviously we're not going to be really involved in any kind of playoff push, so why not try to get something for him where he has maybe a little value going forward?
And, you know, I was amazed. He pitched 94 pitches last night. 94. That's
what? A big number these days, yes.
And it is interesting that the 200 wins is the old 300 wins. You know, a lot of things in baseball, like everywhere, get inflated over the years, but there's one that's going down. You're right. That's interesting. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, Andy. We'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSONewsSports.com.